Kevin, do you have more information? How does this work?
I do. Good morning, Bill. And a shout-out to my good friend and your good friend, D.T. Boone, who's one of the elite high school coaches here in the state of Kentucky, who spent time to explain this with me. And your listeners probably, if you recognize that name, Coach Boone, who's a Seminole fan, was at Commit Miss One. Great, great guy.
Yep.
Here's how it works. It's Senate Bill 128. And any errors I make in this are my errors and not Coach Boone, means I wrote something down wrong. High school students at public, and that's a key thing here, public schools will be able to repeat high school. Right now, the bill says it's grades 9 through 12, and the reason is a lot of parents up here, and I've heard this across the country, said the year of virtual learning was a freaking joke, and the kids didn't learn a dadgum thing. So this is an opportunity for parents who think their kids didn't get anything out of that year to let's redo the year. It applies to athletes, too, but this is a key point of the bill right now, Bill. Athletes who do not turn 19 before August the 1st of 2021 can compete. It's just like the standard rule. If you turn 21 after, before then, you can't play. So, that's going to eliminate a lot of kids, that not 19 before August the 1st rule. And this is where it gets kind of weird. And remember, it's only gone through the Senate so far. It's still got to go through the Kentucky House, and Governor Gutless has got to sign it up here. It's going to be the adoption of the bill will kind of be decided on a district-by-district basis. And in Kentucky, we have six classes, 6A to 1A, and each class has eight districts. They have yet to determine what the academic requirements are going to be for these new students. They haven't decided if you have to redo the same stuff you did last year, or like for high school seniors that want to come back, can they go ahead and start taking some college prep work? That has not been decided. And a lot of people believe that eventually, before the governor's willing to sign this, that it's going to actually go all the way down through K through 12. So all public students in Kentucky will have the opportunity to quote repeat their year. It takes the decision completely out of the hands of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, and I've said this on your show many times, you will not find a more incompetent organization on planet Earth than the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, so it totally removes them from this. A lot to be decided. Coach Boone and I talked about, in fact, that's a really big deal. If it does, in fact, get decided district by district, I mean, what happens if my district says, well, you can go hunting and fishing all day and show up for football practice, and the district right next to us says, no, you got to go to class? Well, your kids are going to be coming and saying, hey, come on, coach. Why do I have to go to class when my buddy, two counties away gets to hunt and fish all day? So there's a lot of ambiguities about this bill that are still going to have to be worked out.
That does answer a bunch of my questions, because my main question was, can you just show up for sports? And you're saying, well, that's unclear right now. It's district to district. Yeah,
it sounds like it literally could be district by district, which to me is absolutely idiotic. I mean, but there again, I mean, it's Kentucky, so that's kind of how politics work. I will tell people, our governor, I call him Governor Gutless, Governor Andy Beshear, is afraid of his own shadow. He's a Corona bro. He's a liberal Democrat, but both the House and the Senate in Kentucky are overwhelmingly controlled by the Republicans.
He's a Vanderbilt guy, I believe. Didn't he?
I know he went to Virginia. I know he went to the UVA.
DeWine. DeWine's from Ohio's a Vandy guy. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a Cavalier. And the only reason he's a governor is because we had a great governor before him. But unfortunately, in the election, Andy Bevin, he made a crazy comment about violence on video games affecting kids, and he narrowly lost the election. So yeah. And before Governor Andy Beshear, before the Republican governor, his father, Steve Beshear, was governor for 8 years. It's crazy. People, this is what Kentucky makes no sense. Why they're saying, so you're telling me that you elect a very liberal governor, but both houses are controlled by conservative Republicans. Yep, that's politics in Kentucky.
Kevin Hagan joins us every Friday. That does clear that up some. And apparently there's something similar going on in New Jersey. And I think other states probably are looking into this in some form or fashion. What's the latest news in Alabama besides a very attractive SEC basketball championship?
Oh, shout out to Nate Oates. I wanted to make sure and get that in. Winning their first SEC regular season championship in 19 years, being the number one seed in the SEC tournament. I think if the tournament started today, they would play, what, the winner of the Kentucky-Mississippi State game. And, you know, it's embarrassing that you have to say it's been 19 years, but it's a point of pride for so many Alabama fans and Coach Oates. And like I've said before, Alabama fans, they like basketball. They love basketball. They just desperately want something to root for. Alabama baseball is cranking along. They're 8-1 heading to Charleston this weekend to play Charleston Southern. Our 6-1-5 guy that we love to follow is batting 441, Mr. Zane Denton. And then, you know, Bill, I can't tell you, this is a kind of a scary thought, really, all the great players at Alabama are brought in. But I cannot tell you when I've been more excited about Alabama getting a commitment than I am about the commitment last Friday of Ty Simpson, the quarterback in the 2022 class. That's how special I think that young man is on the field, and being a coach's son, he's going to be the Pied Piper of closing out this 2022 class for Alabama. But I just want to reiterate to Alabama fans, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a commitment.
I watched his press conference, and he said he came to a conclusion the night before, but Alabama for a few weeks had been trending, correct?
Correct. Yes, really, Alabama has been solidly trending. Well, since Bill O'Brien, that was Bill O'Brien's first phone call, first recruiting phone call was to that young man. And Coach Saban, you know, once Coach Saban, you know, jumped on board and really closed it with seven or eight straight days of the video calls. I mean, I've witnessed it in person, and I'm telling you, there's nobody that can close like Nick Saban. It is something to behold.
How is Nick? Because most everybody, media included, has never seen Nick in this mode. We're used to seeing a regimented, strict, very calculated Nick Saban. What is so attractive about Nick, other than the resume of winning national championships left and right, but his demeanor, his style when he's selling to a kid?
What really comes through, and it's what makes his players play so hard for him, it's very apparent the personal interest that he has in the young man, in his future, and not just the football future, his career future, that this decision will impact the rest of your life. It'll impact your family. It becomes very, very apparent that he's done his homework on the young man and his family, and tells him, you know, not just on, you know, what it means to play football at Alabama, but how this decision can be something that can be a positive springboard literally for the rest of your life, and that it makes you, and I know all schools say this, but it literally makes you part of the organization the rest of your life. And Coach Saban has proved it. I mean, whether you're a five-star, you know, two-year All-American, or whether, you know, you're just a player that's a part of the team and doesn't play a whole lot, Coach Saban stays dialed into these guys long after they're gone in Alabama, and he makes a commitment to help them the rest of their life. And that becomes readily apparent that he cares about you as a person as much as he does about you as a football player. And that's really big for a lot of kids and their parents.
What is Nick like when they signed so many big-name players, and just by virtue of numbers, they can't all work out? What's he like when it's apparent it's not going to work out?
You know, he's always thinking about the young man first, and he's certainly open to young men who have, you know, the realization that obviously that, you know, for whatever reason, that they're on the depth chart, if you will. And when those young men come and say, look, I've been a part of the organization, but I'd like an opportunity. I've got a ring. If they stay there a couple of years, they've probably gotten a ring, but I'd like an opportunity to get more on-the-field playing time. And he does everything within his power. He's very supportive of that. He hates to see young people go, but he's very supportive. And, you know, he makes phone calls and opens doors and helps try to find them the best place that they can go and finish their career. But even when that happens, when it's that type of an instance, it's not like they're written off from the organization. He still considers them a part of the Alabama family. He just understands, hey, you know, I've kind of stood on the sidelines for 3 years. I'd kind of like to, you know, get some playing time my senior year. That doesn't change how he values the young man as a person.
Kevin Hagan with us. Ty Simpson, as noted last Friday, made the announcement he's going to Alabama, Jackson, Tennessee, Martin, Tennessee, which is basically the same thing right there, about halfway between Nashville and Memphis. Just got a fifth star in recruiting, too, Ty Simpson. Is there any other items to look at in recruiting?
Yeah, next Saturday, March 13th at 12:30, Emmanuel Henderson, the running back out of Hartford, Alabama. He's a five-star. I think he's, what, 27 or 28 on the 247 composite list. I expect him next Saturday to commit to play football for Alabama. And then a name to kind of keep an eye on March 15th, Isaiah Horton, four-star wide receiver out of Oakland High School in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Alabama has shown a lot of interest in him. Coach Doug Marrone is one that really, really jumped on that young man. That's one to keep an eye on for Alabama.
Doug Marrone, obviously just recently a pro head coach, has Middle Tennessee connections, Murfreesboro connection. He married one of the daughters of Boots Donnelly, longtime MTSU head coach, and I believe AD after that. Boots Donnelly, a very well-known name. So, yeah, Doug Marrone lived in the borough, knows the borough, and, yeah, Isaiah Horton. Also, I don't know, Jordan James on that same school is a four-star running back that everybody wants. I don't know if Alabama, because of the depth at their running back position, I don't know what they may not need him just due to numbers, but this kid, the running back on that team, might be higher, more highly coveted. Frankly,
absolutely, and that's a big question. Will Alabama take a second running back in this class? My guess right now is no, simply because this is going to be a much smaller class than Alabama has signed in several years, just because of the way the numbers are crunching. But I will say this, and what I've been told, if the right running back wants to pop, you never turn away an elite player.
Right. Kevin Hagan is with us talking Alabama, and I know what I wanted to ask you, too. After we finished up, and there's the music, so only got a couple of questions. Do you buy into this Paul Tyson can overtake Bryce Young in the spring?
No. That's urban legend, Bill.
Kevin, appreciate the time, sir.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and roll tide.